Today's program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's 2012. Many of us have made resolutions, and some of us are still kind of out there forming our goals, like me. So we're doing a show today dedicated to your goals and making those goals a reality. During the first hour, we have Brooks Kubik, keeper of the physical culture flame, coming on to talk about using dinosaur training to create some new goals for yourself in the gym. And then later in the show, Superhuman Radio resident therapist Dr. Judy Kuriansky is going to come on and talk about the pitfalls of resolutions, how to make your resolutions a reality this year. So let's get started right away. Brooks Kubik, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carl. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. By the way, before we get started, just a mention, I received an email and was reading in it and found out, or no, maybe I saw it on Facebook. On Facebook, I noticed that you are going to London with Mike Mahler to do a seminar. Is that in June?
It's in June. The seminar dates are June 9 and June 10. And this is something Mike and I started talking about, thinking about last fall. And Mike is, Mike does seminars everywhere, just around the USA, around the world, literally.
Right.
And, really popular, very well done, high quality, just really good seminars. And he asked me if I would like to do one with him, and I said, yes, and heck yes. And, so there we are. So Mike has lined up two of the top strength coaches in the UK, CJ Swaby and Sabina Scala. And we put together a program where Mike, of course, is going to be doing a lot of kettlebell work. It's going to be advanced kettlebell moves. I'm going to be doing dumbbell training, dinosaur-style dumbbell training.
Right.
And by that, I don't mean, lateral raises and triceps extensions and concentration curls. I'm talking about some really heavy total body movements with dumbbells, dumbbell swings, cleans, jerks, presses, interesting stuff.
Right.
Mike's going to be doing, as I said, the kettlebell work. Sabina is going to be doing Olympic weightlifting. And CJ is going to be doing a variety of old school lifts, including everyone's favorite that no one knows how to do, the bent press.
Oh, yeah.
B-E-N-T, not
yeah.
bench.
Yeah.
Bent press. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old lift, too.
Yeah. So, it's a two-day program. I'm really excited about it, as you can tell. I mean, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I happen to know that, during a show that we did with Mike Mahler one day, it came out that he has been a big fan of yours and a follower of yours for many, many years. He started reading the dinosaur training books years and years ago. So it's got to be exciting for him to be working with you, I have to believe.
Mike sent me a letter, not an email, but a letter, back when he first read Dinosaur Training, which was not very long after it came out in 1996. The fact that he sent a letter as opposed to an email shows you just how long ago this was.
Right.
But he's always been very enthusiastic about dinosaur training, and he really has created a very, very good training program, a very good approach to using kettlebells. And, it's very old school. It's very dinosaur. It's a perfect fit with what I do. He's excited about this. I'm excited about this. We're just, we're raring to go.
Now, let me ask you a question. Think that there's anything special genetically about a person that predisposes them to enjoy training? We have people out there that say they train because they love it and it feels good to them. What's the difference between somebody who is attracted to training? Is there a genetic issue, you think?
Well, when you're talking training, since we're a physical culture show, are you talking about strength training?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, what always interested me is that I was always nuts about strength training. I mean, you know, that's what I wanted to do, strength training. And so many of my friends, teammates in high school sports, they really didn't like it. They were very reluctant weight training guys. They didn't like it. They liked to do other things, but they didn't like heavy weightlifting, which I could never understand because I loved it. I think that there is a genetic component to that, and I may have shared in a previous segment. I am from my family, the Kubik family, is from the town of Martin in Slovakia. My grandfather came over around 1915, 1920. The family was a family of lumberjacks. They lived on a mountain. They cut lumber. They carted it over the hills, over the Tatra Mountains, into Poland, and they sold the lumber in Poland. So here I am. I come from a family of lumberjacks, and I'm thinking to myself, probably mesomorphic, probably strong, you know, great strength component that probably was, you know, genetic, had a hereditary component. Exactly the kind of body type that in me, the grandson of the man that came over in 1915, 1920, in me, that would lead me to, just based on my body type, to be very interested in physical training and strength training. Another interesting point is that there was a Kubik, K-U-B-I-K, from California, who was the man of the month in Strength and Health magazine back in like 1956 or 1957, which would have made him almost exactly my father's age. And I'm wondering if there was, I know there were like 11 or 12 Kubiks, and most of them came over, most of the boys came over to the U.S. I wonder if he was the son of one of my grandfather's brothers.
Okay.
Which would make him my third cousin, second cousin, third cousin. I don't know. I can't follow that. But somehow related. And if that's true, then that's really interesting because now you have a Kubik who in the 50s is interested enough in weightlifting and working out that he develops a good enough physique that when he sends a photo in, Strength and Health magazine selects him as the man of the month. And is he going back to that family of lumberjacks on the mountain in Martin, Slovakia?
Right.
Don't know. You know, so that's an interesting thing, and it kind of ties in to me. It's a sort of small world type thing. Sabina Scala, who is doing the Olympic lifting component at the UK seminar. You know, Sabina lives in London.
Right.
She was born in Poland. And I looked it up on the map. She's from a town not too far away from the Slovakian border called Rzeszow, R-Z-E-S-Z-O-W. And it's on a main road on a trade route that if you were carting lumber
you
from
probably
Slovakia,
would pass through it, right?
You would go through it. So right. I sent her an email and I said, do you know any Kubiks? Turns out her best girlfriend is a Kubik.
Oh, how do you like that?
Now, and she, of course, you know, Sabina is, you know, very interested in working out. I mean, you know, that's why she's teaching Olympic lifting at the seminar in the UK. That's why she's a strength coach. You know, so I'm thinking to myself, is there something going on that, you know, her best girlfriend may be related to me, and now she and I are doing a seminar together in London.
Right.
You know, talk about a small world.
Yeah.
And you know, how much of that, you know, is there some kind of, you know, hereditary
thing? I believe there is, and I'll tell you why I say that, okay? You look at a working class dog. You take a hunting dog, a German short hair, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
These dogs, it's instinctive and innate in them. The things, you don't teach these dogs, to hunt birds. You expose them to the environment and they respond like they were programmed. I had a Hungarian Vizsla, which is a hunting dog.
Really?
And, yeah. And when I had, when I got Theron, which was his name, I took him into the woods the first time when he was of the age to start training, with a dummy bird that had pheasant, scent on it. And, I hid the bird and then I brought him to it and he pointed. He pointed instinctively. He froze like a statue and he gently lifted one leg up and he looked and he just stared in the direction of the bird. I didn't teach him that. What I did teach him was on my command, when I would say bust him, he would then lurch towards the bird so that the bird would fly out and I could shoot at it. So the reason I tell this long roundabout story is we have these same genetic imprints in us. There are those of us who, as my dad used to say, I come from a long line of pack mules. We were hardworking individuals, probably many of us stonemasons, laborers. That is genetic. There is a genetic component to that. And that genetic component comes out in us today by way of us visiting the gym and lifting the weight because that stimulates something innate in us. I believe that strongly.
And is not your favorite lift or exercise the deadlift?
Yes, I thrive. I love it. It's the only lift that I would, if I could just deadlift only, that's what I would do.
That is a stonemason's physique, a stonemason's lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So there you go. So I really do believe there is a genetic component, and chances are some of the gene pool that you are from is the same gene pool that we're talking about this young lady from London being from, because they, you know, that's how it look. A lumberjack going through the town meets a lovely lady. You know, they have children, and that's how the gene pool expands. So it's very possible, very plausible.
It's very interesting. It really does make you stop and think. It may be that the whole superhuman radio audience around the world is somehow genetically linked, if only we went back, you know, 50 generations or however many generations.
Yeah, I mean, chances are we have some of the same gene pools. There's no doubt in my mind about it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get on subject here. We're going to be talking about new goals for 2012 using dinosaur training. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Go to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC2 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik. Just want to mention, we had an unbelievable response to the new Age Force patches, the hydroxyvitamin B12 patch, and also the AOD9604 or lipolytic peptide patch. The buy one, get one free offer is over. However, anyone can now go to the Age Force website and order either of these two patches. They still have some outstanding opportunities to get some discounts. So check that out. All right, so it's 2012, and this year needs to be better than last year just because that's the way we are as humans. How do you build greater strength this year using dinosaur training techniques, Brooks?
Well, you know, we're at the start of the new year, and everybody is thinking about how do I make this year the best year ever. And I think one of the really important things is to make this year a goal-directed training year. And by goals, what I'm really focusing on are personal records and the improvement, the constant forward-moving improvement of your personal records. Now, the interesting thing about personal records and goal setting, because if you set a goal, if you have something to work toward, you work harder. You work more consistently. You work on a more regular basis. You don't miss workouts. Workouts are not a chore. Workouts are a pleasure.
Right.
And the real key to making it all work is to be working towards something that you really, really want to achieve. Now, there may be some people who are listening who want to set a state record or a world record. They want to win a state championship or a world championship or whatever. And obviously, that's great. That's, you know, that's goal setting at the super elite level. But for other people, your goals really relate to your personal records.
Right.
It's you and the barbell, you and the weight, you and the dumbbell, you and whatever piece of equipment you're using. It's you and that piece of equipment. Or if you're training with body weight only, it's you and whatever exercise you want to do.
Which, by the way, should not be discounted, you know, training with body weight. You can make a body weight session as difficult as a session using weights. So just keep that in mind for those of you out there. Okay.
I'm looking as we speak. I'm looking at an article from Strength and Health back in 1930 something.
Right.
Showing a former U.S. Marine Carl Richards performing a perfect flag, the Iron Flag, okay, at the age of 70.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he holds it for 35 seconds.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so you want to talk about body weight? Yeah, pretty effective.
Yeah, we're not just talking about push-ups here. There's guys out there that can do one-arm pull-ups, and I don't mean one arm while the hand holds on to the other wrist. I'm talking about a true one-arm pull-up. You know what? Try doing that. I can't even do a two-arm pull-up right now, so there you go. Anyway, so you have to constantly be chasing your goal, which also means you need to be logging your workouts. You must have a training diary. If you're not walking into the gym with a training diary, then why are you even bothering?
I would agree with that completely, and I would say everybody needs to start with a journal, a training journal, a training log, a training diary. And by the way, quick aside, you can journal, you can log a lot of stuff. You can log your body weight, you can log your blood pressure, you can log what you eat, you can log your training, you can log how many steps you take in a day, how many miles you travel, you know, all kinds of different stuff. The mere fact of writing it down makes it more of a competition with yourself. And,
right.
And that's, you know, the key to any kind of progress. I mean, there, you know, everybody's on a diet this time of year. One of the simplest things to do, write down what you eat. If you cheat and you have to write it down, maybe you're not going to cheat.
Right.
If you're making it competitive, how many days in a row can I, you know, stay on this, follow it, et cetera, you know, it's a good thing to do. Right now I'm just thinking out loud. I probably have 6 or 7 different things that I'm logging on a daily basis. Physical things, work-related things, business things, writing things. I mean, I'm always keeping track of where I'm going, what I'm doing, what I want to do, where I want to be this time next week, next month, later in the year. It's the only way to improve. It's the only way to make progress in anything you do.
Right.
And training's no different. The interesting thing, though, about personal records is that particularly for those who've been doing this a relatively long time. I'm 55. I've been doing, you know, I've been training for over 45 years. You have all kinds of interesting ways of looking at your personal records and your goals for the coming year.
Yes.
One thing, if you're looking at performance-related, how much can I lift? Well, you have your all-time or lifetime best at any given body weight, or your lifetime best at any body weight. So, you know, can you squat 500 pounds? Yes. Did it when I was 32, when I weighed 242. Those are not real numbers for me. I'm just making numbers up and throwing them out as an example.
Right.
Or you can say, what is your lifetime best at a given body weight? And again, using the same example, someone would say, my all-time best squat was 500 pounds at 242, but my best performance was when I got 475 weighing 215.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you've got your all-time best at any body weight and your all-time best at different body weights. Okay, then as you get older, you have your best at age 40 and above, your best at age 50 and above. In my case, your best at age 55 and above. Someday I'm going to be looking at my best at age 60 and above. And that's a way to keep track of your personal best over time.
You know what I really like too, that I'm going to start doing again that I haven't done in a long time?
What's
but
that?
I like the idea of keeping track of the time it takes for you to do the work, whether it's it's all the work within a given 45-minute period, or whether you're doing like an EDT type program where you're doing density training. How many of these sets can I do in 10 minutes? And then adding up all of the weight that you moved in that period of time. you know, adding up, you know, 10 reps times this and coming up with a total number. It's real easy to look at. And maybe you moved 40,000 pounds that day in 45 minutes. And then a week later, you moved 45,000 pounds in that same 45 minutes. That's a really, really easy way to gauge progress. And according to the Bulgarians, the Russians, that is where the magic is in making progress and strength gains. Because if those of us who exclude the importance of how long it takes for you to do the work, we're really missing out on a great opportunity to make progress.
Back in the 1950s, Tommy Kono won two Olympic gold medals, took a silver at the 1960 Olympics. I believe he set 29 world records, six world championships. He was probably the top Olympic weightlifter of the 1950s, one of the very best of all time. Probably his best lift was the press. He set world records, official world records in the military press, in four different weight classes. 148, 165, 181, and 198. And I mean, that's just incredible, remarkable. For much of his career, when he when he trained his press, he had to do it on a very tight time schedule. And he only had 20 to 30 minutes to do his training for the military press. So he worked out a program where he would do two or three warm-up sets and then 8 to 10 sets of three reps with his working weight, his top weight, heavy weight. And he had to get them done in 20 or 30 minutes. And this is a man who's handling world-class poundages.
Right.
Really heavy weights for relatively high number of sets, 8 to 10 sets, three reps a set, and he gets the whole thing done in 20 or 30 minutes. That's really moving with a heavy weight.
Yeah,
now, that's a you know, real interesting example of exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, and this is something that even the novice can do. I don't care where you are in your training. If you're a novice, you could easily just start charting how many sets, how many reps, at what weight. And just lock yourself into a time. Say, I'm going to do my whole routine in 45 minutes. If I can't get the whole routine done, then that's a goal to be able to slowly incorporate all of the other movements in to that 45 minutes. When you reach that, you're making progress. You will get stronger. There's no doubt about it. You can't help it. You'll get stronger. But that's a real easy way for people to chart their progress if they're new to this and they've never charted their progress before. Just start adding up your reps, your sets, times the weight that you moved in each one of those sets, and come up with a total figure at the bottom. And it doesn't matter which movement you end up progressing in that adds weight to that bottom line. As long as you keep progressing in that time frame, you will get stronger. You will not be able to help getting stronger. And that's like a simple, almost like, I'm sorry to use the word BMI because it's stupid, but I mean the way the medical orthodoxy tried to find a single number to identify health, which it failed miserably. But that's kind of like a single index. It's almost like a strength index. You can look at it and go, "Wow, I am absolutely getting stronger because I am moving much more weight in the same period of time," and that's exciting to me. That's exciting to me. And we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. Anything exciting and new on your blog right now, Brooks?
There's always new things on the blog. I have a new course coming out on, guess what, the military press and shoulder power. And anyone interested can go to the Dinosaur Training blog or my website, brookscubic.com. Look on the products page, and you'll see information about the new military press course.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com. CanSeeHydrops.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance Company, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is none other than Brooks Kubik. Go to his website, Brooks Kubik, K-U-B-I-K.com. And those of you living in London, you may actually be able to meet Brooks at a seminar that he and Mike Mahler and a couple others will be putting on in London. Where exactly in London? Do you know where the venue is yet, Brooks?
I do not. I'm just going to show up and just start walking around and listening for the sound of heavy things being lifted.
Cool. There you go. That's one way to find it. just follow the thumping. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to the discussion at hand here. So people need to start keeping journals. They need to chase their personal best. But people get derailed, don't they?
Well, people allow themselves to get derailed. And you know, that sounds harsh, but I mean it's true. If this is really, really serious for you and you really, really want to achieve it, it almost goes beyond the want stage. It's a need. You need to achieve it. That's how you have to focus on it. That's how you have to think about it. And when you do it that way, you stay on track. Now, you know, people go off track, you have a bad workout, you miss a lift, you know, you have one of those days where nothing works, you fall off the diet. You know what? It happens. Just go back and do it again the next day and do it right.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Yeah. And, you know, don't kick yourself, don't beat yourself up, just go back and do it again right the next time. And you know, that's something anybody has to do at any level, including world and Olympic champions, Mr. America winners. Anyone has a bad day.
Right.
The problem is you don't let it, you know, the thing is you don't let it destroy you. You come back strong. But that's, you know, that is a reason, again, to keep track of what you're doing. Because if you have a bad day, you know, you feel bad, and you're done with your workout, and you're grumpy, and you don't feel good, and you're just thinking, what's the use? Okay. That's when you go back, you sit down, you look at your training log, and you say, okay, had a bad workout last night, but had a good one 2 days before, and a good one, you know, 2 days before that, or 1 day before that, whatever. Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do better than I did the last time I had a good workout. Here it is. That's my goal. I'm going to make up for it. You know, and another thing to think about, the heavy, light, medium system. And again, going back to Tommy Kono, when Tommy Kono was in the United States military, he was stationed in Germany. And this was after winning the Olympic gold medal. Okay? He won the gold medal in Stockholm. And while he was in the military, he'd been stationed in California, goes to Stockholm with the U.S. Olympic team, wins the gold medal, and the Army decides to save money. Instead of shipping him back to the States, they ship him to Germany. Okay? So now he's in Germany. And he and another American lifter, Clyde Emmerich, who also was in the Army, would go to lifting clubs in Germany on Saturday and Sunday. And they would do lifting exhibitions for the Germans. And every time they did that, they would be billed as, you know, and remember, weightlifting is huge in Germany.
Right.
They would be billed as, you know, top American lifters, and in Kono's case, the Olympic champion. And everyone would come out, and they'd want to see these guys do their best. And so what they would do, even though they were exhibitions, every week, week after week, they would try to do their very best lifting, which really meant breaking Olympic or world records.
Yeah, they used that as their PR attempt.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was. So what Tommy Kono discovered was that when he would go to one of these exhibitions on Saturday or Sunday and set or attempt to set a new world record, unofficial, but I mean, he was lifting world record weights, or he was trying to, there was no way that he could come back the next time he trained on Monday or Tuesday and have a heavy workout. Just couldn't do that. So what he would do, he would consider his exhibition to be his heavy workout. He would come back, and the next workout of the week would be a light workout. And then the next workout, he'd train three times a week, the next workout would be a medium-heavy workout. And then he'd go back to the exhibition the following weekend, and that would be his heavy workout. So he would follow what was called heavy, light, medium, where he would go heavy and then light, and then medium, and then heavy again, and that was his weekly training cycle. Now, go back again to keeping your journal. You want to keep, if you're doing something like that, you want to keep track of your heavy workout, where you try to set a personal record, your light workout, which is really sort of recovery, recuperation, active rest workout, and then your medium-heavy workout, which is priming you for the next heavy workout. And you want to keep track of what you're doing on those, and you want to gradually improve your performance in all of those so that over time your light workouts get a little bit heavier, your medium workouts get heavier, and your heavy workout, where you go for the PR, gets heavier. And you can do that whether you're training for a one rep max or whether your heavy workout is, can I do 10 sets of pull-ups for a certain total number of pull-ups? Let's say 50 pull-ups. Can I do 50 pull-ups total, 10 sets, with or without body weight, or with or without weight tied around your waist, depending on how strong you are? And how long is it going to take me to do that? Can I do it in 20 minutes or less? which is the idea that you alluded to earlier in the earlier segment of the show.
Right.
So there's lots of different ways to have a heavy workout, your maximum workout. You keep track of that, and then you follow it with a light workout, and then you follow it with a medium workout. And what that does is that helps avoid this problem of having a bad workout and then beating yourself up and getting discouraged and falling off the bandwagon. Does that make sense?
Yes, it absolutely does. Let me ask you a question that's always plagued or I've always pondered.
Sure.
When keeping a training diary, you prescribe your workout. You don't just go in and freestyle. So theoretically, if this last workout, let's say for bench press, you did 325, three sets, your top weight was 325, and on the last set for six reps, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So the next workout, you're really looking for a seventh rep. That's really what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you sit down the day before your workout, how I always trained. This is exactly how I always trained. When I walked into the gym, my training diary had the prescription of what I was doing that day.
In other words, you wrote it down before you got to the gym.
Sure. I looked at my last workout. I went, okay, if I can get one more rep on this, that's progress. And I wouldn't try to get necessarily to get additional reps on every movement. I felt that a gradual progress. So in other words, if I was training back, my heaviest movement was my deadlift. I opened with my deadlift. I would try to get one more rep with my deadlift until I reached the maximum reps for that movement, and then I would add weight. That doesn't mean that I went to the other movements and just cheated on them. Some of them I would try to add weight or try to add reps, but it wasn't critical that I added those. If I stalled on my deadlift, then I may try to add reps and weight over the course of weeks to the auxiliary movements instead. So I'd say, well, I'm stuck here. I can't get another rep on my deadlift. So let me start adding reps and weight to the other movements I'm doing that day, bent over rows and so on and so forth. Okay, so I would walk into the gym with a prescription. This is what I'm doing today. However, and I'm going to ask your opinion of this first and foremost. Let's say I go to the gym and I hit my number, but I feel like I have more gas in the tank. Are you a proponent for stopping there or pushing through? Are you a proponent for leaving something for the next workout or pushing through and exhausting what you potentially could do that day, even though it's not prescribed?
That is a really, really good question. Last night in a workout, I did exactly that. I was having a really, really good workout. Things were going great. And even though I had worked out, this is where I'm going to go and this is where I'm going to stop, I actually went a little bit above that and was very happy with the way it ended because I made that final lift. Now, the thing is, what I've always found is that when you do that, now you are running the risk of having jumped too far too fast. And what you need to do is consolidate those gains. So what I like to do, if I make a jump and I'm in new territory, and again, that can be new poundage territory, or it can be new reps territory, or more sets, or whatever, but somehow I've made a jump, what do I do to consolidate that? What I may do is I may stay at that weight. In the next time I do the exercise, instead of trying to add more weight, I may try to do two singles if I did one single the time before. Or I may try to do two sets of three or two sets of five if I did a triple or a set of five the time before. If I did, let's say, 300 pounds for eight reps and that was up from 300 pounds for six reps, the time before, two reps, 300 for six, up to 300 for eight, that's a big jump.
Yeah, you just added 600 pounds to your workload.
Yeah, so instead of saying, okay, now I'm going to try 300 for 10, which you're not going to get, why don't you see if you can do two sets of eight with 300?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So Yeah,
it's that consolidation.
You know, it's so. I am such a huge proponent of incremental progress, and as opposed to going and I am okay. So now I'm going to answer the question where I think the way I think. I mean, this is how I think. I wouldn't do the extra rep even though I felt that I had it. I would save it for the next workout because, and this is after being the guy who did the extra reps and tried to build on that from the next workout. You have times where you're stronger, you have times where you're weaker. I think that if you stay just behind the strength curve peak and you keep yourself, you're still going to get stronger. You're still going to get stronger. It's not like as though, gee, I missed the opportunity to get stronger. You're still going to get stronger. But I'm a big proponent of, and while it's not necessarily for bodybuilding, the old adage that Lee Haney said, stimulate, don't annihilate. And I really think that when you stay just gently behind that strength curve, when you stay just gently behind what your maximum can be, your maximum still goes up. But your central nervous system has adequate time to recover, because I think that when you start to push yourself into those days where you're freakishly strong and you tap into that and you don't take extra time off, you start to regress. So I really like the idea of walking in with the prescription and hitting the prescription. And I call it a prescription specifically because those of us who understand the benefits of exercise know that just the way drugs have certain effects on the body, so do exercise. I like the idea of if I can go in there and add that rep, I'm satisfied with that.
Well, and the flip side is you have your workout planned, scheduled out. You go in, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Right.
And that's when you really need to use your head and say, okay, you know what? I was programmed to do 300 pounds for three sets of five reps for my work set. You know what? It's not going to happen. I'm going to do 290, and that's fine for today.
Sure, sure.
You know, and so what you need to do, you need to plan what you're going to do, but then you need to make adjustments based on what's actually happening when you're there doing the workout. You need to listen to your body.
And that's the one. And I agree with you. I feel that overreaching sometimes is a lot of people like overreaching techniques for gaining strength. I feel that overreaching can become dangerous, but underreaching can never become dangerous. And you have to remember that strength is predicated on recovery. So if you're doing things to enhance recovery, like backing off on a day that you feel weak, that's going to enhance recovery. If you're doing things that are exposing you to risk because you don't have enough recovery time, and overreaching day in and day out will do that to you. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Visit his website and visit it often. Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about Physical Culture Radio. I know a lot of you have been emailing Brooks and I going, hey, when is it going to happen? Well, it's going to happen real soon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn,
teach, lead.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we'll have the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuryansky, on to talk about how to actually make your resolutions a reality. I mean, so many of us make resolutions with the intention of just failing at them. I mean, we make them, so many people make stupid resolutions or make so many different resolutions that there's no way they're going to accomplish them. And we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Judy a little bit later in the show. Right now we have Brooks Kubik on. Brooks, you and I have received a lot of emails asking us, where the heck is Physical Culture Radio?
Yes, and I think we have a New Year's resolution about that, don't we?
Yes, yes. the target date is to kick it off February 1st, first week of February. We are working on it right now. Quite frankly, as all things that occur in radio, it requires some sponsorship as well, and we are working on that right now. Anybody out there who's interested in becoming a sponsor on Physical Culture Radio, we've got some really amazing packages, so. Just letting you know right now, it's very, very inexpensive, and this is going to become a wildly popular show because of the audience reach and the topics. We're going to stay dedicated, exclusively dedicated to physical culture. This is not going to be an offshoot of Superhuman Radio or a platform for us to talk about nonsense. We're going to revive physical culture as only Brooks Kubik can, because you have to remember, Brooks has been reading those books and magazines from back in the day when physical culture was thriving. You know, Bernard McFadden produced a magazine called what, Brooks?
Physical Culture.
Uh-huh. Could it get any simpler? So, you know, and believe me, Bernard McFadden wasn't talking about, the things specific to bodybuilding or the things specific to powerlifting or the things specific to any sports discipline that requires strength. Physical culture is about something different entirely, isn't it, Brooks?
It really is, and it's interesting because it's a concept that is almost forgotten, or you know, the words are almost forgotten. You don't see them anymore, but you used to see them all the time. Everyone used to be interested in physical culture. People used to self-identify as, I'm a physical culture man. I'm a physical culture girl. You saw that a lot. I'm a physical culture girl. And I'm talking about things I've read, you know, going back 100 or more years. Really interesting, different way of looking at things. You know, I'll tell you what, the culture of the physique, the culture of the physical body is really one of the most important things a human being can do. Because if you don't follow, if you don't practice physical culture in the true sense, the original sense, the broad sense, you will not achieve in other areas of your life that which you want to achieve. It's that simple.
If you had to give a synopsis of kind of or distillation of what physical culture is, and we're talking even back to the days of the Romans and the Greeks, where it really originated, right? The Greeks really originated the whole concept of physical culture, correct?
Yep, healthy mind and a healthy body.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say to somebody who said to you, Brooks, what is physical culture?
Physical culture is the development of the body. And by that, I don't mean simply the development of large muscles, but the development of the body, the strength of the body, the appearance of the body, the functionality of the body, the functioning of the body, the health of the body. You know, in very simple terms, it's about being stronger, being in better condition, being in better shape, looking better, and being able to function better, being able to work harder, being able to work longer, being able to do things that other people cannot do, or to do things easily that other people find difficult. It's maximizing your potential as a human being. It's the same as, people go to school starting at age 5 or earlier and sometimes continuing into college or grad school to develop the mind in order to do many more things, to do things better, to function better, to be more successful.
But the truth of the matter is we now know the linkage between the body's physical state and brain function are very, very closely tied. This notion that the brain is in a vacuum, it's independent, we know it's not true any longer. And the reality is that physical culture can apply to anybody. The guy who is climbing the corporate ladder,
yes,
who is looking for ways to hone his skills that will make him better and a better candidate for progress within his chosen profession, can use physical culture the same way he would use going to a management class to learn how to manage this thing better. Because the foundation of your abilities rest in a variety of things that are latched to physical culture. For instance, self-confidence. You've heard these stories about getting into the conference room with a bunch of colleagues and everybody having a jostle about a specific topic. Well, guess who will usually gets looked up to get and wins those? The guy who is considered the alpha male, even if his position isn't exactly right, because people look up to people who are alpha males and alpha females. Well, guess what alpha males and alpha females have? They have strength. They exude strength. Strength isn't just something that that comes from your past performances in your job. It's something that exudes from beneath your shirt. The fact that you actually have shoulders and you don't look like you have a hanger in your shirt projects strength to the guy across the table from you. So in a negotiation, you already have one up on him or her. So this goes for women too. So that these are the topics we'll be covering with Physical Culture Radio. But anyway, Brooks, I have to end this interview, unfortunately, and get Dr. Judy on the show. I want to thank you so much for coming on the air, and we'll have you on the air again soon. And people can look forward to Physical Culture Radio in February. There we go. We made a commitment. We got to do it now, okay?
Made a commitment, got to do it. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. All right, listen, take care, Brooks, okay? Visit brookscubic.com, K-U-B-I-K. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use use the coupon code SUPER.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so many of us make resolutions. In fact, I think a lot of us make resolutions with no intention of ever keeping them because we get let off the hook year after year. Well, my next guest is the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuryansky. How you doing, Dr. Judy? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. Happy New Year. This is a time, yes, that people turn over, they try to turn over a new leaf, and so that's how resolutions come about. They want to make changes and want to be better and have their life take a new turn. So that was the whole purpose of making the New Year's resolutions. But my whole, you know, we'll talk about the ways that you can do them, Carl, but my whole principle is make New Year's resolutions anytime.
Yes, yes. I've even said that. I said that this year. I said, why is it only at New Year's that we can make these? I mean, imagine if you were, they say a missile, a guided missile is off course more often than not. It's constantly making adjustments.
Ooh.
Imagine if a guided missile went to the destination that it was fired at exclusively without making adjustments. It wouldn't get there.
So. You are always so cool. I admit. What an association there. Well, sometimes we need trigger moments. You know, this is like a definitive moment in our life where we can force ourselves to make a decision. I think, Carl, that's why it happens on New Year's. But
right.
There are other anniversary dates that can be those trigger times too. For example, all of us who have gone to school know that September and starting school is always a new year. And so we can decide September 1st is a new year if we wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's
perfect. But, you know, tradition is tradition.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't you think that people make resolutions knowing? It's almost like people get married today knowing that they can get divorced. they think about it before they even propose. Well, if it doesn't work out, I can always get divorced. Don't you think that people make resolutions in this day and age with virtually no intention of seeing them through? They're already going to let themselves off the hook if it doesn't come out, but they just want to make a resolution to be part of the group.
Or to keep up the tradition. That's a bad idea. I mean, then it becomes useless. I think one of the things there, to use a little conundrum, you got to make a resolution that this time the resolution is going to make a difference. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and energy. And all you do when you do that call is make yourself feel bad, because if you know that you're going to fail, then it sets up a negative cycle in your body.
Yeah.
And so that's a very bad idea. You can decide, you know what, this year I know I'm never going to keep these, so let me not make them. Or decide I'm only going to make one that I know I can achieve. That is the point. If there's a bottom line point of all of this, it's make a resolution you know that you're going to stick to. Otherwise, don't bother.
Okay, so let's just look at a couple of the resolutions that are most popular according to a variety of different websites. One of the things that people always talk about, which kind of fits into the show, is, you know, to get fit or lose weight.
So, oh yeah, big one.
Those are realistic goals, but I think the part where they set themselves up for failure is when they start thinking about the amount of weight or the level of fitness that they're going to want to increase. How do people make realistic goals?
Well, that's really a very important point, and you're absolutely right. Getting fit and losing weight are top of most people's lists, although I must say people also say, well, this year I'm going to have a better year, but that's a useless one because
too
what
ubiquitous.
Does that mean?
Yeah, too ubiquitous.
Yeah, I mean, right. It has no specificity to it. So it is much better to say what you said, which is I'm going to get fit but lose weight. But the first one is better than the second one, because all these things we're going to talk about have to do with the psychology of how you make a resolution. And to make a resolution about something that is negative will set yourself up for failure. So if you say, I'm going to lose weight, that's like already a negative thing, losing weight. And so it is better, in fact, to say, I plan to get fit or be thinner, you see, because that's something that is more positive than losing something. Who wants to lose something?
Yeah.
I remember Saturday Night Live, there was once a joke, where does fat go when it's lost?
Right. And I know where it goes because I always find it.
Where do you find it?
Usually find it on my thighs. That's where I find it. But anyway,
okay.
But no, you're right. So that makes perfect sense. So try to make the resolution a positive, not a negative. So it's not, you're not punishing yourself. You're not punishing yourself.
Exactly. So when you say, you know, I'm going to eat fewer chocolate bars or something like that, you have to re-say it to be something like, I'm going to pick a piece of fruit, so that you know what you're doing versus what you're not doing. And it's a very simple principle that works on the brain. And it's easily understood by this very question. If I tell you, don't think about a pink elephant, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Yeah, pink elephant, exactly.
Exactly. So, but what I said is, don't. And so how the brain works is, if you tell the brain something negative, the first thing that pops into the brain is the thing that you've said.
How do you like that?
You know, and this is like, it works in sex. I know this as a sex therapist, that we've taught people this all the time sexually. It's like, if you have a partner and let's say, you know, the guy, you know, squeezes the woman's nipple, let's say. And she says, don't squeeze my nipple. What is going to pop into his head?
Yeah, squeezing his nipple, squeezing her nipple.
Right. And so the next time he squeezes her nipple and she gets infuriated, I told him not to do that, and thinks, oh, he's stupid, he's insensitive, he's a clod, you know, but it's really not fair because his brain has fixed that image in its synapses.
So it's better to give a diversion. Instead of saying, don't squeeze my nipples, she could say, run your fingers through my hair.
Right, exactly. Or I like it when you rub my breath softly.
Right.
You know, or certainly, you know, run your fingers through my hair or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right. So give a diversion, give a positive action instead of
what you don't want.
Yeah.
We so easily fall into that trap. Yeah. It is just the most natural thing. You know, it's like we grow up with that. A mother says, "Don't touch the hot stove."
Right.
Well, okay. I take so much brain power to figure out, oh, hot stove. Now don't touch the hot stove.
Right.
But every time you think about it, you're thinking hot stove, touch. You know, so there's three steps that you got to go there in mentally. Or don't cross the street when the, you know, car, instead of saying wait for the green light, it's like don't cross at the red, you know, and then the brain just has a lot more work to do and accidents can happen. So the same, this is why, you know, I'm not going to eat that chocolate bar.
Yeah, right.
The brain is thinking chocolate bar.
Yeah, instead of saying I'm going to have some carrots.
Right.
And
give
yourself a diversion. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the psychology of resolution setting and how to actually achieve your resolutions this year. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. She is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, second edition. And if that book works for you, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, second edition, you can get those at Amazon.com or go to her website, drjudy.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone
testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Judy Kuriansky about how to make your resolutions a reality. So many of us make resolutions really with no intentions of following through. We want to. I know we want those things. What was that old saying, Dr. Judy? If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. If we could get our wishes to come true, everything would be wonderful, but it takes a little effort. So,
well, I do believe that your wishes can be harnessed, since you're using a horse analogy.
I like that.
It can be harnessed to really make them come true by using the principles of making a resolution come true and by imaging it, by picturing it as if it were true and behaving as if it were true. It is more likely to be true rather than saying, I wish and I want. And this is a principle also for making resolutions, Carl.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That, and it's very hard to not do that. I mean, if you listen to a person listens to their own way of verbalizing things, I fall into these traps myself. There are words that really set yourself up for failure. One of them is try. How often do we use the word try? Well, I ask you now, try to raise your right arm.
Okay.
Everybody.
I did.
Everybody try to raise your right arm.
Right. I raised it. Yes.
Okay.
So I didn't try. I didn't really try, because if I would have tried, right, I would have just kept my arm down, and trying implies not doing it, really.
Right. Well, there is no try. I mean, Yoda said this, right? You know Yoda.
Yeah.
He said to do or not to do, there is no try.
Yeah.
So there is no try. You either raise your hand or you didn't raise your hand. You didn't try to raise your hand. Or maybe some people like made a fist or something like that. But there is, I think, something very important about getting rid of the word try. Now, I have fallen into this trap myself very often. And I'm better at when I write and say, I'll try to make it. How many times do people email you? They say, can you, you know, meet me for lunch at 2 o'clock on next Thursday. And the effort is to write back and say, I'll try to make it. Well, you're either going to make it or not.
Yeah. When somebody says they're going to try to make it, I usually think that, oh, they don't want to say no. So this is a soft no.
Well, then is your time wasted? Tell me yes or no.
Right.
And then, you know, and then say if something, say, I will or I won't, and if I will and something important comes up, I may have to cancel. That's like a little clearer and a lot better.
Right.
But, you know, we fall into the trap all the time of saying, I'll try. Like, so for a resolution, I'll try to lose weight. Well, I mean, what does that mean? I'll try to make a resolution that I keep. You're either going to do it or not.
Which leads me to this thought, okay? And I've been thinking about this as we were doing the interview earlier as well. We make resolutions kind of on the fly. We say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. But really, resolutions require, if they are to be successful, resolutions require a bit more thought. And as you point out so eloquently, specificity, in order for you to really do it. You can't just say, I want to be leaner. I want to be thinner. I want to be fit. Because it's like saying, I want to go to the Bahamas. Okay, you want to fly, you want to drive. When do you want to go? There are so many things that have to be addressed in order for you to go to the Bahamas. So I really almost feel like making a resolution New Year's Eve in and of itself is a path to failure. What you may want to say is, my resolution this year is that during the month of January, I am going to plot the things I want to achieve this year? Because I think it takes a lot more thought.
That is very, very smart. You're always smart. And absolutely, it does take thought, and it takes really specificity, writing in certain way, using different words. We can go over some other principles very shortly. And preparing, perhaps even back up the calendar, do that in December so that you're ready for January, so that you're really kicking off at that point. But certainly what you said about going to the Bahamas and the way that you said it is absolutely more accurate. And there's lots of ways to write it and then edit it. So here's another difficult word that can set yourself up for failure, and that is to use the word want or wish. Mm-hmm. Because that makes it not so. Yeah. And again, the brain in hearing want or wish is putting something off on the corner. It's not happening.
Right.
The more it's happening, even though that may feel that it is phony, the more real you make it. So I know this is going to sound weird, but if you say, I am going to the Bahamas, rather than I want to go to the Bahamas. Now, the brain normally says, but, you don't have the money, you don't have the time, you don't have the but if you state it in a very positive way, I am in the Bahamas in June.
And which goes with that whole visualization approach, correct? If you kind of make it yours, that's like the thing they teach in the Secret as well. Make it yours.
Right, exactly. And you make it real. Then the brain knows that it's real, and you've rehearsed it. What you talk about all the time, this is the same exact thing that applies when you're being fit and when you're working out and when you have a goal that way. Everything we're talking about is relevant to that. If you image yourself that you are already doing that extra rep, or, more of the push-up that you thought you couldn't.
Right.
Then it is more likely that you really will do it. You've already practiced it in your brain. A lot of, sports stars know this.
Yes.
They picture themselves, already hitting that putt, making that putt, the muscles in the body, even if they're not actually doing it, are preparing. And then you even, go through that's why you go to a practice place.
No,
I've been trying to get, I said it. You see that? Trying. I have been planning to go to the batting range for 2 years now since I'm in the Friars Club softball club.
Oh, my God.
And every year I say to myself, this winter I will go to the batting range. But you see, I've set myself up for failure because I already said I will.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm not doing it.
Yes, you're right. So when are you going to go to the batting range then?
Thank you.
See, that's another thing that helps with resolutions. I spoke about some of my resolutions on the show the other day. So I made these commitments to the audience. Now I can't backslide because I made. So when will you go to the batting range?
Okay, thank you. That is terrific that you said that. Making commitments to other people that they are witnesses puts you more on the spot and makes you do it. So I'm looking at my calendar now, right this minute. You're such a sweetheart. I love you.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that on Saturday, the 28th of January,
okay.
I'm going to write it in my calendar, at 1 o'clock, I am going to the batting range. I wrote down batting range.
Okay, I'm writing it down,
too. On the West Side Highway.
There you go. Because you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do that day? I'm going to post on Facebook at 1 o'clock. Dr. Judy is at the batting range right now.
Oh my God.
So
you are the best friend ever.
So you're gonna hit a home run, I can tell already. So what are some of the other aspects of the psychology of resolution, not just setting, but achieving resolutions that you teach?
One of them is what you said at the beginning of the show, and in terms of specificity, and that is the amount. So if you're going to lose weight, for example, then setting a realistic goal and saying what that amount is really important.
Yeah.
So that you say, not I am getting thinner, but I am thinner by, 7 pounds or whatever number you want to put to it.
Right.
So the number really makes a huge difference as opposed to just, open-ended.
Yeah, so like for those of us out there who are trying to set some personal best records, we need to actually specify the weight that we want to add to our squat, our deadlift, our bench press, or something like that. We have to say, not that I'm going to get stronger in 2012,
right,
but instead, I'm going to increase my squat by 50 pounds in 2012 so that you have once you have a number, you have metrics to measure. Then you can
right.
say, okay, in order for me to add 50 pounds, I've got 12 months, and you can divide the goal by the number of months, and you can say, oh, I have to add X amount of pounds per month, because then you can micromanage it. You can see if you're on track or not, like a missile.
Right, exactly. So yeah. If you're going to increase your squat by 50 pounds, precisely, then, and you, writing it down is really important too.
Yes.
Whether you enter it, into your iPad or whatever, wherever you're going to put it, that keeping track of it, is, as opposed to just in your brain, because your brain is clouded with too many things and, you can't always, watch it. So writing it down will help you to do that, as telling other people. Now, clearly, if you have a trainer or you have somebody who's spotting you, or you always have a workout buddy, then that's an easier thing because that person's built in. But find that person so they really know.
And you know what? And that's a good point before we go into the break. There's a lot of us out there who know enough that we don't necessarily need a personal trainer or even a training partner. But this is an area where having a personal trainer or a training partner can actually help you. If you have been setting a goal for year after year, and,
right.
and you keep talking about something and you just never get it done,
right.
then finding yourself a partner or either a training partner or a personal trainer to work with for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Just because then you have accountability. And personal trainer is the best, because if you're paying somebody $45 every time they go and meet you at the gym to train with you, you're surely not going to throw money away. You're probably going to reach your goal a lot faster because you think, gee, I don't want to have to pay this guy or gal thousands of dollars. I got to get to my goal a lot faster. So sometimes having that accountability to
yes.
someone else. And isn't that funny, Dr. Judy, that
yes,
we won't let someone else down, but we'll let ourselves down?
Yeah, that's very well. And also, it's hitting you where your pocketbook is. That's a brilliant, suggestion, right?
Yeah.
Once you've made that kind of commitment, that really makes a difference.
Yeah. Let's.
As a psychologist, it's very important, I feel, too, to see what are the deeper resistances to doing something. So, when if you really are going to increase your squats, what be fitter, what is the resistance there? As a funny thing, for example, I know some women don't really are fearful of losing weight because somehow that's going to make other women jealous. Like some women don't want their husbands or boyfriends to lose weight because they're afraid then that other women will be more attracted to them. Or the guy himself is afraid to be more fit because that may make him want to have an affair.
I'll give you another one. As a former obese person, over 300 pounds,
right.
while I did not like being overweight, the way I explained it in the past is when sometimes you get used to having a certain amount of real estate. I took up a certain,
right.
I took up a certain space. I displaced a certain amount of space that
right.
gave me, both comfort and to
right.
some degree, some authority. You know what I mean? Because I was
right.
a big guy. And and a lot of us, when we look at a leaner person, even though we think, wow, you know, that guy looks so great, the reality of being that thin, if you will, or losing that amount of real estate is uncomfortable to us.
Right.
We can't really visualize ourselves down there. We just can't do it.
Right. Very good. So we call that secondary gain. In psychology, it's called secondary gain.
Okay.
Because most people say, like, what they don't get it. They say, where's the goodies involved in something that seems to be very negative? And you just described it. You got goodies from it. You got rewards. Secondary rewards, secondary gain, not primary gain, because in the outside didn't seem like it was a good situation. But deep down, in the secondary level, there was something you got from it. You know, there could be any number of other things. And you were perceived as a big guy. You felt like you took up a lot of space. You felt like you had more authority. Maybe people deferred to you online, you know, or you got a bigger, you know, more room in the movie theater because no one sat next to you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
There's just all these small things that seem like they're negative, but they're secondary gain.
And the way I overcame that is I hunted down pictures of myself when I was young, and I used to I taped them up in the bathroom, and I had also put my head on the bodies of other individuals who had physiques that I appreciated. And day in and day out, by looking at that over time, I started to get comfortable with the idea that, you know, I could look like that. And I think I would enjoy looking like that. And it was a mind shift. It took a couple years actually to get comfortable with the idea of not being that big. But that's what I did for myself. That's what I had to do.
That's fantastic. Because you created the image and you practiced the image, and then it got to feel more real. So you did that's a wonderful technique to put your head on another body, to keep picturing yourself that way, and then you got the option and the motivation and the reality. Your brain was already creating yourself that way, so then you become that way. That's just the way it works, which is wonderful.
Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, Dr. Judy, I want to talk about the inevitable. When we fall back and how to get back on track, because I think that is the critical step in reaching your goals. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. She is the author of two wonderful books, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, second edition, and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, also in the second edition. You can get those by going to drjudy.com or where finer books are sold. We'll be right back with more.
Sie wollen ein Feuer löschen und darum lauern sie dir auf.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONGR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $100.
$250. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky about making your resolutions a reality. And this is my humble opinion. I know in the world of psychology, they have a term called relapse that's used for a variety of different reasons. And when we talk about resolutions, we make these goals. We say, okay, I'm going to do this. We lay out a plan. Let's say we sit down and we're very detail-oriented. We go ahead and we're very specific about what we want to achieve. And then as we start to travel down that road, we relapse. We fall off the wagon. We start doing things that are counter to our goal. And this is a critical point because this is where many people just abandon their goals completely instead of getting back on track. Why is that?
Well, they abandon their goals because they know they're not going to really achieve them. And that, I think, is self-defeating. It's far better not to do something than to abandon it. And rather than abandon the goal, say, oh, forget it, I'm not going to do that, reframe it. Come back to it and be more realistic about it. Mm-hmm. So for those people who are used to doing that, and you're right, a lot of people, Carl, do that. They bend and say, okay, that's not working. I don't want to do that. Well, don't do that, but just pull back. Just, you know, do a little bit less. So instead of saying, okay, I don't think I'm going to make, you know, the increasing my squats by 50 pounds, so instead of throwing your hands up in the air, say, all right, I'm going to do 40.
I see. So just readjust.
Yes, right. Reframe it, readjust it, and make it then, as the word you said, more achievable and realistic at that point.
You know, something that I learned when I first took Transcendental Meditation was, you know, when I first started to focus on my mantra, and the teacher that I had said to me, now look, when you find yourself, you know, thoughts coming into your mind, when you find yourself giving up your mantra for thoughts, just gently, she said, don't fight, don't resist, just
right.
Gently go back to your mantra. And I think that,
right.
The subtleness of that idea of, I think a lot of us, when we find ourselves off track, we become angry, exacerbated, we become rigid, we become, oh, you know, I can't believe it, I blew it, I ate the wrong foods today, and then that becomes our new point of reference, and then we go, oh, you know what, I just can't do this. Instead of realizing all of the equity
that we put into it up to that point, instead of abandoning the equity and just gently getting back on track, our new point of reference becomes that failure, and now we just stay there. And I really think that people need to look at the equity in these things. When you've put in a week or two of effort into a project, walking away from it at that point in time is like walking away from your home at the last mortgage payment and going, I'm going to default on the loan now. Keep the equity. I'm going to go up the road.
Oh, very smart. That's a really nice way of saying it, right? You made an investment. And people can think about that in terms of their finances, right?
Right.
You know, do you sell the stock at a certain point and, you know, never, or do you just hang with it and say, all right, you know, a minute, let's just see till I amortize a little bit better. So, yeah, only this is a little bit stronger point, and I think your point is very well taken, rather than giving up. And giving yourself permission and forgiving yourself.
Yes.
Forgive yourself. You know, I'm here at Columbia Teachers College where I teach, and I'm with my interns, Alicia and Shuyao, and they're listening to your show at the same time
with
their earphones on, right? Very cool, loving it. And on your Facebook, so
very cool.
Very cool. We got you going, listening to more listeners, and looking at you on Facebook. Love to see you there. You look good.
Thank you. Well, I have some new goals. When I turned 50, I almost reached my goals, and I got derailed. Life got in the way, and the past couple of years have kind of been in limbo, where I've made more regress than progress. And so I made a commitment this year. I'm actually doing a brief little video for a sponsor of mine. And it's basically the summation is get ripped up or shut up. If I don't reach, I'm going to give myself a goal. I'm going to commit to the audience by when that I'm going to be below 10% body fat. And if I can't reach it, I'm actually going to come into the studio with a co-host, and I'm going to sit here silent for the entire show and let the audience call in and Facebook and rip me up. And I won't be able to respond because that's the shut up part of it. So that's what I'm going to do. So believe me, I don't want to have to go through that pain. So I'm going to reach my goal.
So. Oh, my God, look at that. You've given yourself a punishment if you don't achieve what you say you're going to.
Yes, because so many people give themselves rewards if they do achieve something. Well, I learned a long time ago, and it's sad to say this, and it's almost perverse in its idea when you think about it, but people are attracted to pleasure and repelled by pain, but interestingly enough, the impetus of pain has greater effect on people than the attraction to pleasure. You know, people, if somebody says, oh, I feel so much better if I reach this goal, well, flip the side and say, oh my God, I'm going to lose my home if I don't reach this goal. One of them has a greater motivation than the other.
I see what you're saying. Sadly, it's very interesting because there is definitely research about that too, that the pain is a motivator at times more because we feel it on a deeper level, which is very unfortunate. I mean, there are chemicals that flow in the body when something is experienced with pain. The brain signals that fire create such negativity. I don't like admitting that either, because I'd much rather people be motivated by the cheers than the jeers.
Yeah.
And this is an issue in sports. I once did a sports special about that when I was a reporter for WABC TV, and seeing interviewing a lot of sports stars at the time, from baseball and football and just asking, you know, are you when you're in the midst of the game and the fans are out there, are you more carried on by the jeers or the cheers? And actually, some people preferred the cheers and some people preferred the jeers. It's a psychological and personality characteristic. I don't work well with jeers. If people are negative to me about, you know, what I've done, I just feel deflated. you know, rewards work better for me. But I get what you're saying, that the drama of losing your home if you're not doing something.
Or the embarrassment of the embarrassment of having to come on the air and admit that I failed and have to sit here quietly while the audience, you know, laughs about the failure is a very big motivator. And it's true. Yeah. You're right. It's sad to say that people are more motivated, for lack of better terms, because motivation is a positive term, but they're more motivated about the negative consequences than the positive benefits, which goes hand in hand with what we talked about before. If you can't do it for yourself, you can't make the commitment to yourself to reach that goal, but when you have a training partner or you make the commitment to somebody else, you're going to do it now. It kind of goes hand in hand. It's like, you know, if left to our own devices and our own accord, we'll end up exactly where we are now while we're wanting to make this change. So sometimes you have to put yourself in a position where if you don't reach your goal, you're going to really feel bad about it.
There'll be realistic consequences. How about if we come to say that we can define both, that you can spell out what all the rewards are, and you can also definitely spell out what the negative consequences are.
And that's the best of all worlds. That's the way it should be. Then it's balanced. And for instance, on Saturday the 28th of January at 1 o'clock, you will be in that pen swinging at those balls, and everyone will know, and you will achieve your goal, and you'll probably hit a couple balls and be able to go out and play baseball with the Friars Club then.
I was just saying while you were in the break, I was saying to Xiao and to Alicia here, who are listening to you, as I mentioned before, that you are just so phenomenal. The way you listen when we're on the radio, the positiveness, the responses, the way you carry the conversation, the way you build on the different points, or you bring in other issues. I could go down the list as I am of all the positive things.
Thank you.
And then on top of everything, you today have made me do something that I have not done for 2 years. I have sat here, opened my book. I should be doing this in an iPhone or, you know, but I'm still the old style writing it down because I've got all little post-it notes and colors and all this stuff. So I wrote it down in my book, and I already said to them, I make a huge commitment that I'm going to do this, and I have never written it down like that before. And because you're publicly doing this, and because you have actually, you're saying that you're going to Facebook about it, is not about the fear of shame and humiliation. It's this, I see, for me, it's like, oh my God, the support.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I'm going to be going into the pen with people knowing I'm keeping my agreement.
And get a picture of it so you can put it up on Facebook. I want to see you with the batter's helmet on. With the batter's helmet on.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
God.
Yes.
Right.
We'll put it up on Facebook.
Yes. That's wonderful. So all these principles that we've gone over, being specific, being realistic, having something that's attainable, having people support you, having witnesses, going over what the negative consequences are besides the award, the rewards, all of these are major wonderful points for people to know.
And we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to, first of all, again, wish you a wonderful and happy new year. I hope that you hit a couple home runs on the 28th. We're all going to be rooting for you. And also I want to mention again to the audience, two great books, fantastic books, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, second edition. And once you get that book, you'll need the second book, which is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, second edition. Dr. Judy Kuriansky. Dr. Judy, thank you so much.
What
for coming
a
on and being on the
Happy
show today.
New Year.
And we'll have you back
Love
soon,
you.
Okay?
Love you.
Okay. See you. We'll talk to you after the 28th.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned. Bye. We'll be right back and we'll wrap up the show.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so here's the summary of what we learned today from two brilliant people, Brooks Kubik and Dr. Judy Kuriansky. Okay, and interestingly enough, while Brooks came on to talk specifically about strength training and strength acquisition, much of the message that Dr. Judy carried was very, very similar to what Brooks was talking about. So we can actually say these things across the board. Number one, you really should keep a journal or a training diary that you write your goals down in, and they have to be specific, which is number two. You have to apply specifics, whatever it is. I want to be leaner by 10 pounds. I want to reach 10% body fat or less, like myself. I want to add 50 pounds to my bench press this year. Whatever it is, you have to be specific. There's an old saying, if it's not measured, it's not managed. So you're setting yourself up for failure if you don't take the time to create a journal or a training diary and be specific with your goals. Number three that goes with being specific is be willing to revise your goals based on your progress. If you realize that you are unrealistic, given your current state, of reaching your goal when you set it, then perhaps what you should do is revise it.
If you say, oh, it's not realistic for me to add 50 pounds to my bench press in 3 months, maybe then you should extend it out to 6 months or drop it down to 30 pounds, whatever it is, so that you're not setting yourself up for failure. Because reaching your goals sometimes takes several steps. Progress is not a straight line. So be willing to revise your goals. Also, make sure that your goals are positive ones. Instead of saying, I don't want to be a dummy anymore, say, I want to be smart. Something, I mean, I'm being silly, but this is just an easy example. The next thing is, tell people about your goals. In case you find weakness for accountability, you've committed to other people. They are watching you. Like, we're going to be watching Dr. Judy January 28th at 1 o'clock because she's going to be in the batting cage warming up for her batting exercise, and we're going to be rooting for her, okay? So make commitments to other people. Find ways to force yourself to be accountable so that you don't give up. And in the spirit of giving up, when you have those moments where you have become derailed, you find that you are off track, so to speak, don't focus on that day or that moment of being off track. Focus on all of the equity prior to that. And then just gently, without saying anything, without beating yourself up, if it was a day where you didn't do the right thing food-wise, if it's a day you didn't do the right thing training-wise, if it's a day you didn't do the right thing with your work-related goals, don't beat yourself up on it, about it. Look at the positive side. Look at the weeks that you invested in equity. And don't walk away from that equity. Turn around the following day, ignore what happened that day, and move forward. You know, these seven-step programs have something interesting if you look at them, whether they be Al-Anon or AA or whatever they are. They focus on just getting through the day. Instead of looking at the whole commitment of time that you've made, well, this year I'm going to do this. There's an old saying, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. Okay, if you look at the elephant and think, oh my God, I got to eat that, that's very overwhelming. But if you just look at your fork and go, oh, I just have to eat this piece, that's not overwhelming. So just get through the day. Focus on your goals in the morning. Make a commitment to stick to them that day and that day only. Don't worry about tomorrow. If tomorrow comes and you decide you don't want to do this anymore, then quit. But just focus on them for that day and that day only. Get through that day sticking to the goals that you created with your resolution. And then worry about tomorrow, okay? I want us all to meet our resolutions this year, me, myself, and those of you out there, because then we can build on our success and our progress. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow with another great show.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.